This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, let me tell you one beautiful idea on the parsha. So parsha is not so we have the concept of the soita. The subject of the soita, in a way, is one of the lowest narratives in the Torah, where you have a woman who she's unfaithful to her husband, and she is debased, and she is disgraced, and in fact, there is no sin in the entire Torah that is given such immediate and grotesque punishment. We don't find someone's mechal Shabbos, they go to the temple, they drink a special potion, the doctor gives them a drink, and they explode. You know, there's no such thing. A guy wears shatness, so he comes to the temple, they give him a cup of orange juice, and his head shoots up to the moon. No, none of these things happen. There's no punishment like that. The soita, she comes to the temple, we write a few words, we throw it in the water, she drinks it, and then she explodes. Her body collapses. This is basically the low point of the whole Torah. And amazingly, in Masechta Soita, the Masechta ends with the low point of Jewish history, appropriately. The Masechta ends. The Ikvasa de Mashicha, Chutzpah Yaski, and there'll be inflation, and the houses of Chachamim will turn into houses of ill repute. And appropriately, the catastrophes and the disasters of the end of days are recorded very appropriately in Masechta Soita. And yet, the Masechta ends on a seemingly good note. And I'm going to say differently than I've been saying more recently, because I saw something else last night. It ends, V'almi lanu lehishayin, and who could you lean on, who could you rely on? Ein lanu lehishayin el avinu shema shemayim. So here it is. The Masechta is the subject of the lowest point that a Jew could reach. It concludes with the disasters of the Achras Yomim, but it ends on the note, who can rely on? Al Avinu Shebashamayim. Why does the Masechta end this way? Says the Sefer Be'er Moshe that in the lowest point in the life of a Jew, where a Jew could commit the most despicable actions, their husband could warn them, and they violate that. And in the Masechta that talks about Klal Yisrael's low point, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to know that at the end of the day, I'm still Avinu Shebashamayim, and Bein Kach U'Bein Kach Nekra'im Banim. That no matter what level you fall to, no matter how low you fall, we paskin, like Rav Meir, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is always Avinu Shebashamayim. No other Masechta ends this way. But appropriately, the Masechta that speaks about what a Jew might do where they will think, okay, but so now I'm not the child of Hashem. Hashem says, don't worry. What you did was terrible. And you're going to be punished. And you're going to explode. And you're not going to get off the hook. But there's one thing that's immutable. There's one thing that can never change. And that is, you could still always rely on Avinu Shebashamayim. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, have a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha, and kol tov. Be well. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.